So again, just coming into the body, coming into the breath, coming into the senses. Noticing how the senses point both ways, inwardly and outwardly. Feeling our shape as the threshold, as the meeting point of the inner and the outer world. And just letting ourselves notice what we are with, whether stories of Yosemite and death and self-sacrifice, or just lunch, or something that happened to us over lunch, or something bigger in our lives. Allowing ourselves to notice the shapes that are arising in our field. Noticing also the space around us, the space that we gather in. And bringing the archangels in to bless the space. Beginning in the east, behind Rob and Marcella, with the Archangel Raphael. So once again, I invite Raphael, Angel of the Morning, Angel of the Breath, Angel of Healing. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect a quarter of the east. Hold us and heal us. Behind Fern and Becky and Andy in the south, I invite the Archangel Michael, Warrior of God, whose face shines like the sun at noon, High Priest of Heaven, illuminate us, empower us. Shine the divine light into all corners. Extend your wings above, below, and all around this Michaelmas tide. Guard and protect the quarter of the south. Hold us and empower us. Behind Ali, John and Pauline in the west, I invite the Archangel Gabriel, great cleansing and purifying intelligence, herald of deep vision. Pour the waters of the throne upon us. Cleanse and purify us in all our places. Make us fertile and transmitters of new life. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect a quarter of the west. Hold us and make us true dreamers. Behind me in the north, I invite the Archangel Uriel. Light of God that shines in darkness. Keeper of the Philosopher's Stone and the Sun at midnight. Angel of death and transformation. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the north. Hold us and transform us. Beneath us is the earth, above us the sun, the moon, the thousand stars. In the center is the flowering tree. In the center is the flame of life. A letter Yud that begins the creative process. Feel that intention of will, this fiery spark. Around it, see the great tree forming. See its roots sinking into the earth, its trunk growing into space, its branches embracing the moon, the sun, the stars. And around us, see the garden coming into being. As the spring arises from the roots of the tree, as the four rivers flow. Find yourselves at the center of the tree, at the center of the garden. Find yourselves held by the four archangels. Being held in healing, being held in power, being held in vision, being held in transformation. Being the fluid protean person whose nature changes in response to the deep will, who embodies the deep image, who transmits the holy breath, who makes manifest the sacred substance. Who moves between the mystery of Ayn to Ani. And together we will chant Ani Yud He Vav He. I am the creative being. I am the living flow of light. Ani Yud He Vav He. 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 Ani And just as before, we're just going to chant our names, just like we did earlier on. So just following the sound deep into the body. feeling the echo of the sound inside you, and letting yourself sink inwards and downwards, down into the earth, becoming more fluid, letting form dissolve, sinking downwards into the floor, through the building, down into the earth. Letting yourself sink through the earth as if you're descending into water, flowing down through the layers of earth. Feeling yourself, feeling your form open and change as it interacts with the earth, as it interacts with the building. Feeling your form move and spread, sinking downwards. Relaxing shape. Feeling as you do so, the subtle energy of the land beneath us being received into the living presence of Gaia, the intelligence of the earth, the green star at the center of the earth, whose quantum presence is fractally everywhere. Receiving Gaia, being received by Gaia. Finding your place, for just for now, your position in Gaia. You may sink down into the depths. You may be held or maintain yourself in some other position. But sinking into the arms of Gaia, into the green creative life. Through your communion with Gaia, witnessing the sun, the moon, the stars, sinking into the earth, sinking into Gaia. Slowing your descent, so at first it may feel as though you are paddling, then you are swimming, then you are diving. Letting your form adapt, shaping yourself to the conditions within and around you. Allowing the inside and the outside to come together in the mystery of you in Gaia, in Gaia in you. And then slowly letting yourself ascend. Coming out of the deep, moving upwards. Noticing the strata, the levels of Gaia that you pass through. Noticing your shape changing in response to changing conditions, changing possibilities. Slowly returning into this room, into your familiar shape. Letting your senses open into the room, smelling and tasting the room, hearing the room, touching the room. And when you're ready, opening your eyes and seeing the room. Doing it very slowly. Then when you do that, find one other person to tell the story of your journey to. Just letting your body take you from your place to one other person just to tell your story. And then to hear theirs.